This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the value of being good-natured. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is the most valuable thing on the Day of Judgment? According to one of the narrations of the Holy Prophet, on the Day of Judgment, nothing is more valuable than good nature. So usually when an infallible uses such a language about a positive trait, it reflects the importance of that trait. It is usually meant to encourage believers to nurture that trait in themselves. So if the Prophet of Allah is saying that this, you know, being good-natured is something that is going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment, and it's a valuable trait to have on the Day of Judgment, it's going to help you, then this is a sort of an encouragement from Prophet of Allah to develop this good nature in ourselves. The Prophet also said, he who has a good nature will have the reward of those who observe fasting in the day and keep awake praying all of the night. Look how the Prophet again is informing us that when we do the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night, right? We're just doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're praying and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're there, right? And also during the daytime, if you're fasting, just imagine how difficult it is to fast every day, you know. Wajib, we're not talking about the wajib fast here. We're saying that, you know, throughout the year, how difficult it would be. Not everybody can do that, right? But anybody who has a good nature, he can get the same amount of reward, you know, potentially by continuing to be good-natured. This is what the Prophet of Allah has informed us about. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the value of being good-natured. And we said that, you know, fasting all day long and worshiping all night long, it, according to a narration of Prophet, equates to, in some cases, potentially, to being good-natured. This is how important being good-natured is. Let me ask you a question first, right? So what happens if a person is not good-natured? You know, what is the downside of it? And this is where the Prophet said, ill nature corrupts deeds in the same way that vinegar destroys honey. Another important benefit of being good-natured is related to repentance. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, he said, all of those who repent remain faithful to it, except the ill-natured people. For whenever they abandon a sin, they indulge in another one worse than it. Subhanallah. So Imam is informing us that if you carry an ill nature, a bad nature, which is contrary to what we're discussing, and that is having good nature, then this person is more prone to go from one sin to another. And every time he switches from one sin to another, he becomes, you know, he adopts a worse kind of sin. Repentance is such a blessing of Allah that no matter how astray we may have gone, there is always an opportunity for us to rectify our affairs and be pardoned by Allah. But this opportunity may get taken away from us if we are ill-natured. So as it appears, there is a lot at stake if we take this topic lightly. Let's try to nurture that good nature within ourselves.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.